The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
We are back on Get Up, and all of the conversation is about that man, superstar Patrick Mahomes, whose contract is a lengthy 10-year extension. He's the sixth player to get a 10-year deal in NFL history. All of them, not coincidentally, were quarterbacks, and his contract, however, is greater than any of theirs by far. It's worth up to $503 million, the first half-billion-dollar deal in sports history. Prior to him, Mike Trout had the biggest contract. That was $427 million. And how does it break down? It's over $50 million a year. It's nearly $138,000 a day. It's $96 a minute. He's made $60,000 since we came on the air. Mahomes and Andy Reid talked about the deal yesterday.
We were able to go out there and get this contract done the right way that not only gives me the security that I've always wanted, but also allows opportunity for the team to be great around me the entire duration of my career. And I have full trust that things will get handled the right way as we go throughout this career, and that we will be in a position to win a lot of football games and hopefully win a lot more championships as my career goes on.
Pat was so aware of the surroundings, like he is on everything, making sure that not only was his deal done, but also almost to a T, was that he wanted the organization to have an opportunity to be able to bring in players. And that's in this day and age, that unselfishness is a tough thing to find at times. So my hat goes off to him and his maturity in this whole thing.
By the way, how on brand is Andy Reid's whole Zoom appearance with the Tommy Bahama and all the helmets behind him? Anyway, Mahomes, the total value of the contract, $450 million before you even take into account incentives. You look at the next three guys in line, Ryan Wilson and Garoppolo combined don't make $450 million. That's the degree to which he has completely reset the market. And so we've talked a lot about the contract, and we've talked a lot about the money, and we've talked a lot about the impact. What we haven't really talked enough about is just what makes him so special. So Greg McElroy, I know you put together a little tape for us here, because all of us watch some of the spectacular moments and they jump off of the screen. But to a quarterback evaluator, what is it you see that makes him so special?
He's just ridiculous. I pulled a couple clips, both we're on third down, and that's where you make your money, and in Patrick Mahomes' case, a whole bunch of money. Third down in the NFL is where it's all made. And you look at this, you have two guys coming off the edge. It's against Tennessee. I mean, just breathe and fire, third and long. You know it's coming, so you got to step up hard in the pocket. The problem is, in this full slide protection, there's not a ton of room to really step up. So you'll see, as he navigates towards the line of scrimmage in the pocket, yes, go vertical. Vertical in the air with no regard for human life, and delivers a ridiculous throw and a perfect spot to the right shoulder to allow his wide receiver to turn away from the defender and turn it into a touchdown. I love this play too. Threatening the line of scrimmage, knowing exactly where he's at. So much poise, so much understanding of where he's at on the field. Looks as though he's going to run. Texan defenders commit. He's able to throw it around sideways to his wide receiver to turn what would be a field goal attempt on fourth and goal from the three into a touchdown. It's absolutely ridiculous to watch his poise, his instincts, and his toughness, because the arm talent's obvious, but those intangible characteristics are very much underappreciated.
What were you thinking there, Marcus?
I mean, these are grown men Patrick Mahomes playing against. I try to explain this to people all the time. The NFL and those players on that field are the best the world has to offer in playing the game of American football. And he makes them look like he's in another league. Like, we've watched Patrick Mahomes do his thing, and we can pile on and give him all of the praise, and there's a lot of players in this league that are elite. I played with a guy named DeMarcus Ware, Terrell Owens, who were elite amongst guys that were really, really good at their job. What Patrick Mahomes has done since the inception of his career and when he got started, sometimes it looks like there should be a league after the NFL for better guys, because that is what he's doing. He's showing us that a lot throughout on Sundays, man. And to Greg's point, like you, Greg, I've been around Greg McElroy for 5-6 years now. And Greg is one of the best evaluators of talent when it comes to quarterbacks. I've been around Dan Orlovsky, one of the best evaluators of talent at quarterback position. These guys sometimes have no words for what Patrick Mahomes is doing. So I know that my D-line self, if I was out there playing against him, you get caught up sometimes in awe of the fact of what he just did. And I'm like that now when I watch him play.
All right, so then I want to bring Jeff back into the conversation here, because there's one question that I think, as you talk to people around the league, is worth bringing up. And that is, do you believe that Patrick Mahomes winds up playing the entirety of this contract, winds up playing the entirety of his career in Kansas City? Mahomes right now in Kansas City seems to be as good a marriage as we have in sports, or as we've seen in sports in a long time. But do you believe when all is said and done, he finishes his career as a Chief?
Look, Greeny, I realize that it's really hard to project out a decade and how things change. Look, nobody really anticipated any of the guys like Tom Brady or even Joe Montana or those kind of guys ending up with another team. That said, look, he's in a situation now in Kansas City where he has the head coach who has gotten him to this point, and that head coach has said that he's willing to coach into his early 70s in Andy Reid. You've got that element. You've got a structure in place in Kansas City that seems to be planning to build around him for the next decade. This is not like Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. That is much different relationship when it comes to sort of this guy who is sort of the superior over his soldier in the sense of Belichick over Brady. This is much more like Sean Payton and Drew Brees, who have managed to stick together for 14 years and have a kind of a camaraderie between them that doesn't exist anywhere else. I do believe that we will see Patrick Mahomes extend the life of this contract and continue his career with the Kansas City Chiefs.
What do you think, Greg?
I don't think so. At this point, I'm not willing to say anyone's a lifer anymore. I really don't. You can tell me that Andy Reid's going to be there 10 years from now. I hope he is. I hope he's coaching. I'm sure he will be without question. Yeah. But when you look at it, who thought Tom Brady would finish his career in Tampa Bay? Who thought Joe Montana would finish his career in Kansas City? Who thought Brett Favre, who signed a lifetime contract with the Green Bay Packers, would finish his career both in Minnesota at their biggest rival and for a year with the New York Jets as well. So I just am never going to assume guys are going to spend their career in only one place. Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers, Phillip Rivers, the list goes on and on. Aaron Rodgers, of course, still a Packer, but for how long? Knowing that Jordan Love is waiting in the wings. So I'm just not willing to say, regardless of the length of the contract, that a guy's going to be there forever. If he does, I'd be surprised. But knowing the circumstances surrounding our game and the game we love so much, it's just so unlikely.
It's extraordinarily rare. So I guess the question, Marcus, then becomes this.
All right. Gee, let me answer.
Go ahead, answer the first one. Go ahead.
Let me answer your question.
Yeah.
Your question is the lifetime of the contract. Yes. He will finish the lifetime of the contract. Not the career, the lifetime of the contract. He'll be in Kansas City for the duration of this, and he'll see whatever after taxes that $503 million is. Now, as far as the career, we don't know. But you look, this is, to me, one of the Eli Manning situations. Eli became synonymous with the Giants. His play declined, and they still didn't want to get rid of him because of what he meant to that franchise. Patrick Mahomes, to me, is in that same vein. 24 years old, a 10-year contract, which I would have advised against. Don't get me wrong, but 10 years from now, we'll see Patrick Mahomes still with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Worth reminding everyone, it's actually a 10-year extension. He's committed for 12 years right now. Very quickly, I have 60 seconds for you, Jeff, on something that I think people should be paying attention to. The contract is somewhat team-friendly. Chris Jones, who might be the second most important player on the Chiefs, is talking about holding out. We got a franchise tag situation. What is the latest with the defensive tackle in Kansas City, who's such a huge part of that team?
Greeny, I got to tell you, I have never anticipated Patrick Mahomes' contract would be tied to what happens with Chris Jones. Toward the end of last season, I sensed a very clear dissension between Chris Jones and the organization, especially when it came to the injury that he was trying to play through. All along, he never liked the idea of playing under a franchise tag. I would anticipate this gets ugly because I don't think the Chiefs also are ready to pay Jones long-term money. If he wants to stay in Kansas City, I think he'll have to play under the tag, prove his value, and then maybe sign a long-term deal. I do not think that this gets cleaned up anytime soon.
So it might get ugly. Marcus, got 15 seconds. If he's not there this year for whatever reason, do they still win the Super Bowl?
Yes, they can still win the Super Bowl because of Patrick Mahomes, but he will be sorely missed. Don't get it twisted. Chris Jones is a top five, if not top three, D tackle in the NFL right now. So it ain't as simple as saying we'll replace that guy. He's in the Aaron Donald, Fletcher Cox when it comes to productivity for the Kansas City Chiefs. Quit playing and pay the man the money, Kansas City.
Their defense was sneaky good the second half of last season, too. We'll take a break. Coming up, Kyler Murray is not considered a top 10 quarterback in the ESPN.com piece, but he could be soon. You'll hear why he might be the most intriguing young quarterback in the sport coming up. And with a championship, an MVP, and a huge deal in place before turning 25, could Patrick Mahomes be headed towards the sort of status that Michael Jordan, and maybe he alone, enjoys? That's on the way. Get up on ESPN. The basketball tournament continues today on ESPN. A round of 16 doubleheader. The defending champs, Carmen's Crew, takes on House of Pain in the second game as they continue their bid for a second consecutive $1 million winner-take-all prize. Coverage starts today at 2 Eastern on ESPN and the ESPN app. As we approach the top of the hour, 10 o'clock Eastern time here on Get Up on ESPN. I'm Mike Greenberg. We're in Bristol, Connecticut. Those of you tuning in to see First Take, they will be coming your way in 45 minutes. We're with you until 10:45 Eastern, and then Stephen A. and company will be live starting at 10:45 for a full 2 hours. But Stephen A. is going to join us coming up right here as we continue to talk this morning about Patrick Mahomes. So they put together this terrific poll. Jeremy Fowler, who joined us live earlier this morning, explaining all the people in the NFL. These are NFL executives and coaches and team personnel that he polled. And what he discovered is, through no surprise, that Patrick Mahomes is the number one quarterback, and essentially by a landslide. He's got a $500 million contract. He's awesome. At number two in this poll is Russell Wilson. Finished fifth in QBR last year. Was the only quarterback to rank in the top five in QBR, both inside and outside the pocket. Number three surprised some people, the great Aaron Rodgers. 15-year vet. Numbers last year not eye-popping, but his team won 13 games, which was the second most in his career. At number four on the poll is Deshaun Watson. He won his first playoff game last year in a comeback win against Buffalo. 10 game-winning drives since 2018, most in the NFL. He comes in at number four. And then at number five, the old guard, represented by 41-year-old Drew Brees, led the league in completion percentage last year, 74%, just missed out on breaking his own NFL record. So those are the top five. Again, this according to NFL personnel. The rest of the top 10 looks this way. There's Lamar Jackson in at six. Tom Brady, Carson Wentz, Dak Prescott, and Matthew Stafford, who again was having a sneaky great year before he got hurt last season. So I changed up the dynamic of it a little bit having looked at this, and I asked a question on Twitter. My poll question was, if you were starting a franchise right now and could choose any quarterback whose name is not Mahomes, who would you take? And you see, it was very close in the voting, which just closed a little while ago. Russell Wilson at the age of 31, just edging out Deshaun Watson, who's 24, and then a very respectable showing for Lamar Jackson at the age of 23 as well. And so that's where I want to pick up the conversation this morning with Stephen A. Smith, who again is getting set for a First Take, and Marcus here all morning. Marcus, I've already asked you the question. Stephen A., I'll ask it to you. If you could start your NFL franchise with any quarterback in the league right now besides Patrick Mahomes, who would you take?
For me personally, it would be Deshaun Watson. I mean, I'm just answering the question. I didn't know what the question would be. I'm just answering it off the top of my head. When I look at Lamar Jackson, I know how electrifying he is as running the football, and he definitely has improved his throwing. But I think about Deshaun Watson being a national champion at Clemson, going to back-to-back national championship games, performing the way that he did, and then taking over in Houston and balling the way that he has balled. We know he can run with the football if he so chose. I think he should run with the football a little bit more to be that kind of threat to compromise secondaries and force them to spy on him a little bit more. So when he elects to throw the football, he can fling that bad boy. But nevertheless, he's proven he can throw. He's proven he can run. And more importantly, he's proven that he is a winner. So Deshaun Watson is the name that comes to my mind.
Stephen A., that's my guy as well. Marcus, I made my argument for him. Now Stephen A. has made it as well. Who do you take? Who are you starting your franchise with?
Russell Wilson, and it's not close. I think he's been devoid of talent and been able to lift guys around him. I think he's played at the highest level you can possibly play. And we should be talking about a two-time Super Bowl champion, might I add, if they hand the damn ball off to Marshawn Lynch at the end of the game against the Patriots. When you look at Russell Wilson going into this year, let's just go to this year. He goes into San Francisco and he beats the team that eventually goes to the Super Bowl, that also beat the team, that also beat 49ers, beat Green Bay in the NFC Championship. Russell Wilson went to their home and beat them. But you look at what he's been able to do over his career, evolve. Let me name the guys. Let me name the guys that he's had who are considered to be his number one guys. Doug Baldwin, Tyler Lockett, DK Metcalf. And that's not a shot at any of those guys. They are good football players. But if Russell Wilson had the DeAndre Hopkins or the Antonio Browns of the world, or you look at the guys that he, the Tariq Hills and Julio Joneses, would we be sitting here talking about Russell Wilson, the best quarterback in the NFL?
Well,
possibly. Outside of Patrick Mahomes. So I just don't see an argument for anybody beyond Russell Wilson between this list that we have compiled here.
For what it's worth, Deshaun Watson, Stephen A., is 7 years younger. 7 years younger than Russell Wilson. And Russell Wilson's a finished product. He's a brilliant player, Stephen A. But I'm trying to help here. Deshaun Watson is 24 years old. How much better might he still get?
Well, that's where... What I was trying to tell you, Greeny, you just got in my way because I was about to get at Pastor Spears to bring up that age difference. And even though I think that he is looking a bit dapper this morning, I think that needs to be said clearly. Mrs. Spears has dressed this brother this morning. You're looking quite dapper, my man. The bottom line is this. I was looking along the lines. I thought we were talking about young quarterbacks. I didn't know we were leaning on a dude that's been in the league for 9 years, okay, that's been the back-to-back Super Bowls. That's a Super Bowl champion. I mean, I'm talking about when we talking about Patrick Mahomes and we said somebody that you want to start your franchise with. I mean, damn, if we gonna go that route, can I bring up Aaron Rodgers, who's 3 years older than Russell Wilson? I mean, I could do something
sure
like
can.
That. That's where we wanted to go. I thought we were going the young route. I didn't know the pastor was gonna go old school on me and bring up dude in their 30s with them in 10 years in the league to make his point. I thought we were talking youngsters. That's what I thought.
Hey, how old is Tom Brady going to be when this season starts, Greeny?
43.
So for all intents and purposes, Russell Wilson got 12 damn years left to play football based on what we're watching in the NFL right now. And
he
Russell
don't have
Wilson
20.
At 31 is considered young now in the NFL. So I'm going with Russell Wilson. Look, y'all can take y'all guy. I'm not bashing Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson is great. And every time I get going, my damn screen go out, but I'm going to let it be out because
Russell Wilson it knows you
is the guy that I will start my franchise with right now.
Okay, Stephen A., hold on one second.
Let me change my
because
screen.
This is what I really wanted to ask Stephen A. about this morning. This, to me, is the most interesting conversation of the day. Patrick Mahomes has accomplished more than any football player ever before the age of 25. And, of course, he gets the $500 million contract for it. But perhaps the best projection for Mahomes' legacy isn't to another football player. I want to read you something from Bleacher Report. This is what they wrote. They wrote that Patrick Mahomes has a chance to go beyond the Brady legend GOAT status with his playoff heroics, his Super Bowl victory, his new role as a voice in the social justice movement, and his unprecedented new contract, Mahomes is poised to become the Michael Jordan of this generation. Not a mere football or sports icon, but a cultural icon. Not a mere American celebrity, but a global phenomenon. That was from Bleacher Report. And I want to play you this. Back in January, before the Super Bowl, Jeff Darlington asked Mahomes if he's comfortable being compared to Jordan. Here's what he said.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's something that I've always wanted to be compared to people like that, but I understand how much hard work and longevity and consistency you have to have every single day. And so, obviously, I feel like I've done a lot of great things and that we've done a lot of great things in my career so far. But I understand that it's going to take a lot more to even be mentioned in those conversations when I get done with my career. And so it's about having great people around you. It's about consistently just being who you are and then going out there and winning games when you get the opportunity to.
Stephen A. Smith, could Patrick Mahomes be the next Michael Jordan?
Well, I think that he has a shot. There's no question about it because of the dominance that he's been displaying on the National Football League level over his first 2 years. I mean, in his first two seasons, the man has thrown for 76 touchdowns and 18 interceptions. He's going to an AFC championship game and then went on the next season to win a Super Bowl. Those are his first 2 years. Considering the fact that he's just 24, that he's got about 15 years left in the NFL at the very least, he certainly has an opportunity to pass or surpass Tom Brady and obviously as a result Michael Jordan, since they both have 6 rings. When you talk about the cultural icon, his willingness to speak out at a time like this, some people would sit up there and say, well, that's clearly a little bit different than what Michael Jordan was willing to do when he was a superstar in the National Basketball Association. He just wasn't trying to be political, but those were different times and we understand that. In the end, what it comes down to is that here's where Patrick Mahomes has to be applauded. You're not running from the challenge of living up to those grandiose expectations. You want it. You're embracing it, which shows everybody you're not interested in just winning. You're interested in being recognized as one of, if not the greatest ever, in the process. Somebody like that, with that level of skill set and ability and already a resume, a championship resume, you can trust because you recognize that winning, it doesn't stop there for him. You got to keep on going up and up and up. As Nick Saban told me when I visited his team at Alabama, he said, listen, when you get to the mountaintop, where do you go from there? He said, you got to keep going because there's only one way to go. There's only one other choice, and that's to fall, and you can't be about that. That's what Patrick Mahomes is saying. He's going for it, and I respect the hell out of him for it, and I applaud it. I love to see champions having that kind of mentality because it's on to the next. That's what it's about. That's what winners do.
What do you think of the comparison, Marcus?
He's a beast, Stephen A., to your point, but I think the comparison is more parallel with LeBron James. When you talk about this day and age, this modern athlete, the athletic ability. Listen, let me caveat this by saying this about Patrick Mahomes, right? We don't think of Tom Brady as the greatest football player ever. We talk about him as the greatest quarterback. I think Patrick Mahomes has a shot to be the greatest football player ever. And that's a separate, that's a delineation between two conversations that you have. Right now, Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback to ever play in the NFL, but we don't consider him the greatest football player. It's a lot of guys that come, the Barry Sanders of the world, the Walter Payton, the Deion Sanders, the Lawrence Taylors. We have conversations outside of the quarterback realm. I think the marketability of Michael Jordan will never be matched in sports again. I'm not sure if it can be, because what MJ was, he was on the cusp and the beginning of what becoming a global icon was in a sport, in the three major sports in America. He started the trend of being recognized as pop stars and guys that just went across multicultural places. In the corners of Earth, people knew who Michael Jordan was. I'm not sure if that's as big anymore because of the implementation of social media and all of the things that we have the ability to see these players more formally now. Patrick Mahomes and LeBron James, to me, have two similar parallel trajectories, right? When LeBron came in, a phenomenon out of high school, what would he do? Would he keep climbing, continue to become a better basketball player? He falls short on the number of championships compared to MJ. There's potential that Patrick Mahomes may well fall short of 6 Super Bowls, but there is still that argument for him to be the greatest ever. So to me, well, the career trajectory, the path is similar to what LeBron James is and has done.
Stephen, I want to ask, can I ask you a question?
One of the things I want to
Well, go ahead,
One
Steve.
Of the things
go
I
ahead.
Want to add, Greeny, yeah. it's important to add this. Let's understand and put it in context. Football hasn't done the job that the NBA has done in terms of making this sport a global iconic brand.
Right.
It's huge in America, but in Europe, football is soccer. So that's number one. Number two, when we think about Patrick Mahomes, please understand this. He'll never sell sneakers like Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan and the Jordan brand is an $8 billion business. Let's remember that. LeBron James is close to $1 billion, at least $500 million, okay? This is not what football players end up doing. So when we talk about the brand that is Patrick Mahomes, he's number one and he's going to be number one for a while on a National Football League level. And in America, he'll be big time. But in terms of global iconic status, that's not what football players end up grasping. And that's what we have to recognize.
I think that's exactly right. It is not the global sport that the NBA is. I only have a minute and a half here, and this is part of a bigger topic. But, Steve, I do want to get your comment on this, because you mentioned Patrick Mahomes' willingness to speak up during this time on the social issues. And I will admit that I will tell you that when that video came out from a lot of the NFL players, when I saw Mahomes was in it, It felt like it changed it. It just changes the dynamic of it, because he is the face of the National Football League. Where does that apply when we think about the place in our culture that he might ultimately be able to occupy? Where does that go into the dynamic?
Oh, it's very significant, because when you're on top, but you're willing to put yourself and your brand at risk while you're on top, particularly at a very early age, you deserve to be given a lot of credit for that, especially when you handle it in adroit fashion. If you recall, there were times earlier in LeBron James' career where there were challenges that he could have embraced that people were trying to egg him on to embrace, but he was reluctant to do so because he didn't feel educated on those issues. And to some degree, that hurt him. As he got older, as he established his foundation in terms of, you know, monetarily speaking, you know, really building himself and insulating himself to some degree, he became a bit more emboldened and spoke out. And although we incredibly, incredibly appreciate that, certainly the challenges that comes accustomed with an NBA player are far different than that of a National Football League player, because of the absence of guaranteed contracts, the control that the leagues and the respective owners under that league's umbrella are believed to have. You have a situation where players are considered a bit strapped and restricted. So when you got a guy this young, like Patrick Mahomes, willing to step out front and speak out, by the way, before he negotiated his new contract, that speaks volumes in the eyes of a lot of folks on the outside looking in. It says something about his character. It says something about his courage. And the fact that his game ain't expected to go anywhere makes it even sweeter.
Really glad that we had time for that. Stephen A., thank you. We look forward to you in 30 minutes. First Take coming your way here. Stephen A. and Company getting set to go. Meanwhile, we take a very short break. As we continue, we'll talk about Lamar Jackson. He's 13 years younger than Aaron Rodgers, and he is the reigning NFL MVP. Why do NFL GMs still think Rodgers is the better quarterback? We'll talk about that more as we continue. It's Get Up on ESPN. We are back on Get Up, and Arizona quarterback Kyler Murray had a sensational rookie season, threw for over 3,700 yards, 20 touchdowns, ran for over 500 yards. Just how good could he become? Well, let's take a closer look at some of the numbers. In just his first season, he was Offensive Rookie of the Year. His QBR was better than Tom Brady's, his completion percentage better than Carson Wentz. His rushing yards were second only to MVP Lamar Jackson amongst quarterbacks. And it was Jeremy Fowler who did this this poll where he talked to all the NFL executives and ranked the quarterbacks. And Kyler Murray was not in the top 10. But, Jeremy, what were you hearing about Kyler Murray?
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Dell Tech Fest starts now. To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, where you can make the everyday easier with Windows 11. Unleash more possibilities with cutting-edge systems, their most advanced features, and great prices. Plus, curate your dream setup with deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to state-of-the-art technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Anniversary savings await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use the code 5HETRAVEL at 5hourenergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use the code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Delicious, meet nutritious. In the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1-ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Wonderful Pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you're on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries. Well, the good news is, not only are Wonderful Pistachios a complete protein, providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
Well, Greeny, Kyler Murray is coming. I spoke to several execs and coaches that I trust, and as I was going through the voting process of, you know, the 30-something QBs like Big Ben, Matt Stafford, I got stopped several times. Hey, what about Kyler Murray? Where is he at? And then they ended up putting him in their top 10. So this is clearly a quarterback that has the attention of the league. One coordinator I trust said, look, he is harder to defend than Lamar Jackson, because Lamar, for as good as he is, and you probably can't stop his run, at least you know it's coming and what you have to do first. Kyler Murray, by the way, he has a quick arm release, and how he slides in the pocket kind of makes baseball-type plays. They say that's rare, and it's very unpredictable, hard to stop. And so this is a guy who's perfectly fit for Cliff Kingsbury's air raid offense. He's got DeAndre Hopkins that can line up inside or outside. Everything's set up for Kyler Murray to make a serious push for not only top 10, but maybe even top 5 next year.
Yes, of course, he was a great baseball player. He does have D-hop now. Greg McElroy, as you watch Kyler Murray, what do you project him to become?
I think he's going to be fantastic, assuming health. You know, my biggest concern with Kyler Murray, and I think all of us, everyone that evaluated him, was, man, the talent's ridiculous. I mean, just look at how he moves. I think Jeremy said it perfectly. He's unpredictable. If you know where a guy is going to be as a pass rusher, I'm going to get to that spot, and I'm going to make the play on the quarterback. But you never know where Kyler Murray's going to be. And even if you know where he's going to be, he's so small that he might just be able to run right underneath one of your arms or something like that. So he's very difficult to bring down. He's extremely evasive, but the arm talent was really impressive. The only thing that concerns me with him is health. And if he takes one big hit, but that's like so many other quarterbacks, if he takes one big hit, things could change very quickly. But right now, the fit within the system alongside Cliff Kingsbury and the way he can navigate throwing lanes despite a lack of height, it's been pretty remarkable to see him in just a very short period of time.
Marcus, I mean, when we talk about the really great young quarterbacks this morning, we have argued respectively for Lamar Jackson and Deshaun Watson, that kind of young guys. Is Kyler Murray the next guy to join that group?
Yeah, he'll be in the conversation, G. And look, I'm the first to say I didn't believe that the stature would carry over to the NFL, and I was late to the party about what the NFL is doing to build what they do offensively around these guys. And Cliff Kingsbury, all intents and purposes, has done a tremendous job, and this is the guy that he wanted to operate his offense. Kyler Murray is dynamic. There was never no question about his ability on the football field. You just get concerned about it on the next level in the NFL when you have guys like Von Miller who runs 4-4 and guys like Aaron Donald corner who can track quarterbacks from behind. But based on what he did last year, and you couple that with the fact of picking up DeAndre Hopkins along with Fitzgerald still being there and what they've done in the backfield with Kenyon Drake, this can be – this offense – has the potential to be the best offense in the NFL this year. And that's not an exaggeration by any means. And it's all based on how Kyler Murray makes the next progression. But based off last year, it can very well possibly be prolific and as good as any offense in the league this year.
No question about it. Look, I mean, Kyler Murray is unquestionably, not even sneaky, he's unquestionably a great fantasy pick as we look forward to this season. And maybe, just maybe, the Cardinals are a sneaky good pick to be one of the surprise really good teams in the NFL with that quarterback. As we continue, we'll talk about another young quarterback, Lamar Jackson. He's 13 years younger than Aaron Rodgers. He's the reigning MVP. Jeremy is going to explain why the GMs still have Aaron ahead of him on that poll. We'll do that next. Let's get up on ESPN. This poll was really good. Jeremy Fowler did a terrific job with this. As he, according to 50 NFL personnel, he talked to 50 different people around the sport and had them rank the top 10 quarterbacks in the sport. And you see the rankings there. No surprise at the top, Patrick Mahomes and Russell Wilson. Some were surprised to see Aaron Rodgers as high as number 3, considering what last season looked like. Deshaun Watson is 4. The older Drew Brees is there at 5. Lamar at 6. Tom Brady, Wentz, Dak, and Matthew Stafford rounding out the top 10. And so again, Jeremy, I'll come back to you, because one of the places that really this created a lot of conversation here earlier this morning was on Aaron Rodgers being ranked as high as he is. What were you hearing from the evaluators and other people in the sport that you were talking to about why they still fear him this much, despite what has not been a great, perhaps 2 or 3 seasons leading back to this?
Well, Greeny, several executives told me that Aaron Rodgers is still number 2 behind Patrick Mahomes at arm talent and throwing on the run. And those are two of the most important things to have for an NFL quarterback right now. They think he's going to have a huge year, more of like a spite season, because if they drafted Jordan Love, they think Rodgers is going to be upset. He's going to come out blazing, putting up huge numbers for the first time in a while. They just say, look, he's the guy with all the traits that you pick first or second on the kickball recess field. And so they trust his unpredictability a little more than they do, say, a Deshaun Watson or Lamar Jackson, who are up and coming and could be even higher on this list next year. But they feel like Aaron Rodgers, you plug him in any offense right now in 2020, he's one of the best.
Well, Greg McElroy, I'll ask you, as you evaluate him right now on the combination of arm talent and overall athleticism, his ability to run and everything else that has been his hallmark, is he still the second best guy in the sport?
I think he's third best behind Russell Wilson and obviously what we've seen from Patrick Mahomes, who's Russell. In really a league of his own at this point. Look, I love Aaron Rodgers. And I know Spears is all about Lamar Jackson and all about Deshaun Watson, and rightfully so. Now, if we have this conversation 5 years from now, Spears, you and I will be singing the same tune. I'm very bullish on both those two young quarterbacks. But if I have to win a Super Bowl right now, I want to do it with the guy that's already done it. I want to do it with the guy that has a chip on his shoulder because of who they just drafted a little over 2 months ago. So I look at this man, and Aaron Rodgers, to me, as far as arm talent, accuracy, his athleticism has dipped maybe just a little bit compared to where he was, say, 5 or 6 years ago, but the guy can still get it done at a really high level. And at 36, turning 37 in December, I think he can still go get you a Super Bowl if, in fact, the stars align and the pieces around him stay healthy.
You know, Marcus, I remember during the last offseason, I kept referring to what I thought was going to be a scorched earth tour for Aaron Rodgers. I thought he was going to come out and have a monster year last year. And you can get into a lot of good debates as to how good his year was. At the end of the day, they were 13-3, so it couldn't have been that bad. And only by his own lofty standards was it not outstanding. What do you think of Aaron Rodgers right now, and what do you expect this season to be for him in Green Bay?
I still believe Aaron Rodgers is elite. And also, you can win, to Greg's point, you can win Super Bowl playoff games with him. I'm just not taking him before Lamar Jackson. I want to go back to something Jeremy Fowler said, too, about what you'll take him in the kickball. I'm going to take Lamar Jackson and pick up and stick, because nobody will be able to touch him. I have to implement the fact that athleticism is an anomaly in the NFL. It is unlike anybody else's, not to mention that Lamar did a tremendous job throwing the ball this year as well. But to Greg's point, to Jeremy's point, to these GMs and coaches, This is Aaron Rodgers we're talking about. Look, when we talk about a down season for Aaron Rodgers, we're comparing that to Aaron Rodgers' elite seasons. So I get it. It's still a pretty good one. But by the standards that were set by him himself, I can't give him that validation going into this season. I have to give it to Lamar Jackson. Because you know what I think? I think Aaron Rodgers will be mad. I think he will play with a chip on his shoulder based on his draft. But you know what I think as well? I think Lamar Jackson is only 23 years old. I believe Lamar Jackson is going to get better and make another jump like he did from the previous year to what we saw him do this year. I think he's going to have a better understanding of what he needs to do in the playoffs when they get there. And also, he's still in a system that wants to highlight and feature Lamar Jackson with some moves that they made during the offseason. I got Lamar Jackson third. Shoot me.
No. It is an easy to defend argument. And again, Rodgers, because I'm sure people are yelling at the TV screen, yes, he threw 26 touchdowns and four picks last year. No one is disputing the numbers were great. But Jeremy, you said earlier this morning that there were a lot of the evaluators you were talking about who said they still need to see it further from Lamar Jackson. And perhaps that some of them said he's made us look bad. How much of that do you think weighs into the skepticism that sometimes a lot of people and every team in the NFL practically passed on him, including the Ravens, by the way? He was their second first-round pick the year they took him. How much of that skepticism do you think comes from the fact that he is making a lot of them look bad now?
There might be some of that, but with Swagoo saying that, there are many people around the league privately that feel exactly like you do. They have him top three or even top two. He got some serious votes there because they said, look, he is the best athlete on the planet every time he steps on the field on Sunday. You think you can stop the rushing attack, but you can't. But then there's just that other faction of executives and coaches that feel like durability is one issue with running quarterbacks. How long can you last? We've seen it with Cam Newton to an extent later in his career. So, you know, if you're building a team around a guy, they have some skepticism on that. And they said, look, if the passing windows get a little tighter, if defenses are more prepared for Baltimore's multi-tiered rushing attack, can Lamar get it done consistently from the pocket? They think he can most of the time, but maybe not all the time or as consistently as Aaron Rodgers. So that's sort of the core issue that teams have and how they're split on him.
Greg, go back to the college evaluation on him. I mean, this is a guy who won a Heisman when he was 19 years old, and yet there were people who did not project him as a quarterback on the next level. Now here he is in his second year in the National Football League, a unanimous MVP. Go back to the projection, and what does he have to do, continue to do in your mind, to become the player we think he can become?
Well, you can go back to his final year at Louisville and look at the second game of the season they were playing North Carolina. I said, as we came on the air, I said, this guy's the best player in college football, and it's not even close. And I honestly still feel that way when he went through that entire season, even though Baker Mayfield eventually won the Heisman, was so deserving of winning the trophy that year. But Lamar Jackson, guys, people say he can't throw. That is so inaccurate. The problem with Lamar Jackson is he doesn't throw it quite as consistently as some of the guys that are in their 30s that have been doing this for a very, very long time. He's a project player throughout the course of his college career where he made tremendous strides as a passer. And then now in the NFL, from year one to year two to now into year three, I would expect that development to continue. The fact that people say, well, he's not accurate. Well, he's streaky. Yeah, okay, most young players are. All right, Pat Mahomes has ruined it for everybody. You can't just come out and burst onto the scene and all of a sudden just take the world by storm. Lamar Jackson's done a great job of that with his legs, and there's no player like him when it comes to trying to defend the quarterback run game. But as a thrower, there are some areas where he can improve, but I think those improvements are coming because the natural ability as it comes out of his hand is certainly there.
Sometimes when we don't expect something, Marcus, we have a tough time believing what our eyes are seeing.
Gee, can I say something, please? Like, listen, I get it. I get it that running quarterbacks make people nervous. I understand that wholeheartedly. But I also understand that I ain't ever seen Lamar Jackson before. And I also can be a guy that can be honest with myself. And anybody that's watching football can be honest and say, do we really think Lamar Jackson is going to take a catastrophic hit and get injured? No, because it ain't never happened before. And based on everything that we watch him do, listen, like Greg said, he saw Patrick Mahomes in that Texas Tech game when he was in college make the best throw he's ever seen. I thought I saw the best college performance when I saw Deshaun Watson beat Alabama in the national championship. And until Lamar Jackson played Florida State, and he almost went for 800 total yards by himself in that game. We are talking about somebody that is really going to be, Lamar Jackson is going to be that type of player. And he has the athletic ability and the prowess, the ability to throw and get better. And we see the work ethic translate as well to become a better passer, to Greg's point. Don't sleep on Lamar Jackson, please. Don't start talking about he runs, so we concerned. Y'all were concerned enough for him to blast all of y'all last year until they got to the playoffs. And might I add, the team that they lost to in the Tennessee Titans had the Kansas City Chiefs down. They had they beat the Houston Texans. So let's get past the fact that Lamar Jackson may take a catastrophic hit. And this is not trying to be insensitive. Tom Brady tore his ACL. He ain't a mobile quarterback. Eli Manning messed up a back, a neck, and a shoulder. He ain't a mobile quarterback. Unfortunately, we saw the hit that Alex Smith took for the Washington Redskins, who was a mobile quarterback. We've seen Aaron Rodgers be hurt with a knee issue. It's football. You're going to take some hits. Lamar Jackson, fine. He'll be elite, and right now he's third. Damn it.
You just saw the numbers that Hembo put on the screen as well. Lamar Jackson had one of the great seasons that any quarterback has ever had, statistically speaking. That is beyond dispute. It's not an opinion. It's a statement of fact. And he is now 23 years old. All right, today on ESPN2, we have a pair of games from Italy's Serie A, starting at 1:25 Eastern with Fiorentina taking on Cagliari, followed at 3:30 Eastern by Bologna facing Sassuolo. Both games are on ESPN2, ESPN Deportes, and on the ESPN app. Coming up, the U.S. has a number of dominant athletes across multiple sports. Is Patrick Mahomes the best of them all? Stephen A. and Max will talk about that and much more on First Take in 5 minutes here on ESPN. And quickly to finish up, again, thank you for everyone voting on my poll today. Awfully close. Which quarterback would you start a team with? If not Patrick Mahomes, Russell Wilson just edging out Deshaun Watson by a narrow margin. Lamar Jackson right behind. Maybe this time next year. Those will switch places. We'll see. And we'll see you tomorrow. Get up on ESPN.